USA News. I'm John Schaefer. Millions of people are affected by wicked winter weather spreading across the country. Here's meteorologist Bill Cairns.
72 million people. So that's roughly like one out of every four people in the country is under some winter headlines.
The National Weather Service has issued winter storm, blizzard, and high wind advisories for parts of the western and north central U.S. Some areas could see upwards of 2 feet of snow through tomorrow. More than 1,300 flights have been canceled today as a result. Will he or won't he run? Former Vice President Mike Pence won't say one way or the other if he's going to join the 2024 presidential race. Speaking on CNBC, all Pence would say is, I'll keep you posted. If he throws his hat in the ring, he would be running against his former boss, former President Trump. EPA Chief Michael Regan says Norfolk Southern could have responded more aggressively to the train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio. Regan met with residents of the small eastern Ohio town on Tuesday.
I see them. I hear them. I'm not second-guessing their experiences.
Many of the residents saying they are now experiencing adverse health effects. Regan says tests of the water and air show it is not contaminated. The EPA has ordered Norfolk Southern to pay for the entire cleanup. The Georgia grand jury investigating possible election interference by then-President Trump and his allies are recommending indicting more than a dozen people. Emily Kors, foreperson of the Atlanta grand jury, in an interview with NBC correspondent Blaine Alexander.
Would we be surprised? Are there bombshells of who is indictments?
I don't think that there are any giant plot twists.
A judge ruled deliberations must remain secret, which limits what she can say about the process. The Pope is warning against the church taking political stances. Pope Francis says the Catholic Church should not be putting conservative or liberal labels on itself like a political party. In his Ash Wednesday address, the Pope said the gospel is not an ideology. Instead, he said choices and traditions need to be evaluated. This is USA News.
Big news from Newsmax. AT&T's DirecTV censorship of Newsmax continues. AT&T owns DirecTV, and they continue carrying 22 liberal news channels, but they just canceled Newsmax. With OAN gone, that's two conservative channels AT&T has removed in the past year. Newsmax is the fourth highest-rated cable news channel, with great hosts like Greg Kelly, Chris Salcedo, Rob Schmidt, Mike Huckabee, and more. Now, millions of DirecTV subscribers can't watch them on Newsmax. Rand Paul, Mike Huckabee, and former President Trump urge you to cancel DirecTV and AT&T services. Stand up for free speech. Call AT&T and DirecTV now. Call toll-free 877-NEWSMAX and we'll connect you to DirecTV. If you oppose censorship and support Newsmax, you can also call 877-NEWSMAX. We'll tell you how you can help. Dr. Ben Carson says our freedoms are at stake. He says stand up against AT&T for Newsmax. Call 877-NEWSMAX today.
Thousands of job cuts are coming to Facebook and Instagram. Parent company Meta says they are planning to cut thousands of jobs, even though the CEO predicted there would be no more layoffs. Some company leaders may be moved into lower positions with no direct employees under them. Company insiders expect that some of those whose jobs are changed will eventually quit, helping to trim the workforce. The cuts are expected to be staggered over the next several months. China's President Xi planning to visit Moscow this summer, fueling concerns by the U.S. that China is providing help to Russia in its war with Ukraine. Russian President Vladimir Putin made the announcement about the summer summit during a meeting with China's top diplomat. He said relations between the two countries are reaching new frontiers. One of the former officers in charge for the Uvalde School District is now cleared to work in policing again.
Former Uvalde School District Police Chief Pete Arredondo is victorious in an appeal to remove a blemish from his discharge file. Arredondo was fired for cause for his role in the flawed response to the mass shooting at Robb Elementary School last year. A recent upgrade in status from the Texas Commission on Law Enforcement means Arredondo now will not get his Uvalde job back, but he could get another one somewhere else in law enforcement. I'm Ryan Daniels.
The Chrisley family could be coming back to television despite Todd and Julie Chrisley being in prison for tax crimes. Savannah Chrisley revealed on her podcast that the new show will focus on where the family is now. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.